confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Lauren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
All right, so one of us in South Carolina is a mega millionaire.
One of us, you mean not you.
And more like a mega billionaire. And the rest of us are all going to try and win $1,000 coming up here in less than 5 minutes with the Kiss Cash Code, where you can win $1,000. So that's coming up.
We are in our judgment-free zone studios, thanks to Planet Fitness, here on Confession Wednesday.
If your confession makes the air, and by the way, there's plenty of lines open to get your confession on this morning, you'll be in the running for tickets to go to the Gravediggers Ball this Saturday night featuring Loud Luxury and Black Bear. Thousands of dollars in costume contest money. And all you have to do is just call in and confess. You could be anonymous. Nicole will take care of everything off the air. Nobody will even say your name if you want it. But the Gravediggers Ball tickets would be yours.
All right, let's...
Sounds like a good show.
Whatever show they're listening to, I'd listen to that all the time. You think Brittany can hear us?
I don't know. She's about to.
Yeah. See, what people don't know is that there's a delay just in case one of us say a bad word or the listener says a bad word. So what you hear on the radio isn't actually real time. You know, the show's in the future.
Yes. What you're hearing right now was 8 seconds ago.
Well, technically more like 30, once you add in all the other delays. 25, maybe.
Is that, were we going to have to wait another 20 seconds?
Brittany?
For Brittany?
I think she's about,
Brittany
and
Boone?
There.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, there we go. Hi, can you turn your radio off and only talk to us through your phone?
Okay.
Yeah, delay. It's so silly.
Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't know that.
No, really? Producer Nicole's supposed to tell everyone to turn your radio off and listen through the phone. Did she not?
It's quality assurance.
No, but that's okay.
We'll get to her later. She just said the bad word in my ear. Okay, Brittany and Boone, what is your confession on Confession Wednesday?
My confession is that I do not wear underwear every single day.
All right.
All right, yeah, we can clap to that.
Tremendous confession.
Now, is it just when you wear like a skirt you don't wear them, or is it a specific pair of pants?
When I wear sweatpants, I don't wear them.
Sounds comfy.
Is today a sweatpants day, or?
Yeah.
I made you think of it.
So Brittany wants to go to the Gravediggers Ball, and here's my guess, is that she was like, what can I confess about? Oh, look, I'm not wearing underwear.
Right.
Good for you. All right, you're in the running. Thanks, Brittany.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call and be part of Confession Wednesday. We do have a chance to win $1,000. It's all coming up on the MRL Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy and Lauren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Yes, 95.1.
All right, if a confession makes the air, you get you some Gravediggers Ball tickets. You're in the running for that. To continue Confession Wednesday, let's go ahead and bring in Anonymous from Rock Hill.
Hey, so I was a freshman in college, and I had three roommates at the time, and one of my roommates left a bowl of tuna sitting in our room. So, of course, our entire room started stinking up. And my other roommate and I left for, like, vacation or something. And we took a bag of, like, cooked tuna and everything and put it in a little baggie and hid it in our room. And it was, like, the middle of winter, and our dorms got extremely hot. So we just left her, like, in the dorm room with, like, this awful-smelling bag of tuna hidden somewhere to where she couldn't find it.
Oh, roommate revenge.
Yeah.
I mean, she left the bowl, and we had to deal with it for, like, 3 days.
Anonymous, we're asking everyone in South Carolina today, did you check your Mega Millions ticket?
I actually did not buy one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, you're
I'm
like Lorraine.
I'm with you, girl. Yep.
Thanks, Anonymous. Well, then, you didn't win, did you?
Nope.
Here's another one, Roy.
Now you're out $40.
Find out if this person played.
Okay. Anonymous in Lancaster, did you play the Mega Millions?
You know, I completely planned on playing, and I totally forgot.
Is someone in South Carolina won.
Yeah, I hate them, by the way.
All right, man. What is your confession on Confession Wednesday? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I can't believe I'm actually going to say this, but I don't know. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I'm a totally heterosexual male, but for whatever reason, like certain beautiful trans women drive me absolutely crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's something subconscious in here, but, like, that is a 100% total confession.
Well, there you go.
I can't believe I just said that.
Okay.
Well, we're not live, are we?
Well, is this thing on?
Well, no one knows who you are, so you did remain anonymous.
Yeah, unless but, there's nothing wrong with it. It's your preference,
no,
man.
There's nothing wrong with it, but, I mean, that's a...
Do you have a wife or a girlfriend? Do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
Ex-wife and couple girlfriends.
Okay.
You know.
Is it tough finding, do you have a hard time finding trans women?
I've never, I'm just saying, like, I definitely have an attraction there that
you should
I can't
date
explain.
One. You should go find, you should date one.
I would, not that I wouldn't, I definitely have a line, and my, I think it stops at beautiful trans women.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a pretty hard box to check on the online dating sites.
I think.
I don't. I have not that I haven't checked it. I'm just saying. I don't. A lot of them don't offer it. So
right.
Hey, I've looked.
Well, good for you, man. I'm sure there's, you can find somebody out there. Caitlyn Jenner, for instance. We understand that she's not dating that woman that she lives with.
They're partners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Start big would be my thing.
I saw Boy Meets Girl, and that was it. And I was kind of like, it piqued my interest, and and I was like, who is she?
Interesting. All right, well, cool. Thank you so much,
good
Anonymous,
for you, buddy. Yep. Thanks. There you go.
I don't even know what Boy Meets Girl is.
I know Boy Meets World was a TV show.
I know that. Yeah but
I'm afraid to look this up.
I don't
know.
Oh, it's a spinoff of Boy Meets World. That's pretty cool. Okay, let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead. What's your confession this morning?
So, I met my boyfriend on Tinder. We've been dating for about a year and a half now. But what he doesn't know is his roommate / best friend, we met on Tinder first, and we hooked up. We just never said anything.
Oof. Whoa. Hmm. Well, you know, do you think you'll ever tell him?
No. I think at this point we waited too long, so if we say anything now, it's going to make us look wrong.
Yeah, better left unsaid, maybe.
I'm surprised the best friend didn't say anything.
Really?
Be braggy about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. I can see where Roy's coming from. Yeah. Thanks, Anonymous.
Like, oh, you're dating her? Bro. Let me tell you something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of thing. All right, Anonymous in Charlotte, so you're on Confession Wednesday.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
Okay, so I was following my boss as we were leaving our parking lot at work, and she stopped to wait for another car to pass. And I ended up, like, slamming straight into the back of her car with all my coworkers in it.
Oh, you hit the boss's car.
Yeah.
But they were in it, right?
Yeah, everyone was in it. Like, I had three coworkers in it. We were all about to go to a party right after work. And I was just devastated.
When you say in it, they were in your car and not his. No one was in his car.
Oh, no. They were all in his car.
Oh,
in her car.
Okay. Got in her car, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, were they mad at you, or they understood, hey, it was an accident, these things happen?
They understood for the most part. They just kind of chalked it up to, oh, hey, this is the person that I work with.
Were you doing something you weren't supposed to? Is that why you hit them?
No, I actually thought that she was going to take off, because usually she's a pretty, like, fast driver.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that she was just going to take off, and I was watching the other car.
But she knows you did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
She knows.
Thanks, Anonymous. I'm not trying to be picky, but that's not really a confession.
Right.
Why I thought the boss wasn't in the car, nobody told.
And that's why I asked to see if maybe she was texting and, you know, not paying attention.
We're not very picky on Confession Wednesday. We say that a couple people could know. We get that. But, you know, I mean, the person whose car you hit knew it was you.
It's got to be a confession.
Right. All right. Let's do one more. Wrap up Confession Wednesday, Roy.
Okay. Let's end it with Anonymous and Kings Mountain.
Hey.
Hi, you're live with the MRL Morning Show. What's your confession?
Okay, so it happened probably 10 or 11 years ago. I was a waitress, and I was with my boyfriend, and I was giving birth. And apparently he was cheating on me the moment that I was giving birth. I didn't find out till like a month later whenever I was taking our daughter to the doctor's appointment. And this girl was still sending naked pictures of herself. And I was like, oh, no. So while I was waiting tables, this girl comes in. Mm-hmm. And so all of my friends, we all knew who she was, what she did. And I'm not even going to lie. We went total waiting style on her. Like,
we went total waiting style?
You know the movie, Waiting?
No, I don't. So what'd you do?
Oh, my God.
They did something to her food and or drink.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What'd you do?
We all took turns and spit into her drink. You know, like, you know, we just went all out because this girl was really trifling anyway. And all my friends, like, we had trifling. The best time ever.
That's we don't so use funny. That word
no.
enough.
Movie, trifling. Waiting. No, I'm adding trifling to my vocabulary yes. effective today.
Out, well, you should, because out it's goes, a good word.
Thanks so much, Anonymous. Out goes Aki Momo, and in goes trifling.
Trifling.
We really don't use that word enough.
Well, thanks to everyone who got their confessions on the air. Producer Nicole will now contact one person off the air and award that person a pair of Gravedigger's Ball tickets.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.